Jesus, the true vine. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. You apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow.
I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it from the NLT, John 15. Jesus says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. Says, you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile and to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything. Wow. You may ask anything you want, and it will be granted. It says, when you produce, verse 8, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. When you produce, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. We're going to go back to verse 8 again. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch. Such branches are gathered into a pile and to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want and it will be granted. So much in this verse. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to approach the throne of grace. It is through the name of Jesus. It is through the blood of Jesus, through the cross. We're not ashamed of the cross. We're not ashamed of that cross. For the power of the cross delivers. Father, we come today with just one request as we bow our hearts, acknowledging you as Lord of Lords, King of Kings, God the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. Lord, we come with just this request in our hearts that we would remain in you. That I would remain in you. For the promise is, if we remain in you, you will remain in us. If we remain in you, you will remain in us. So therefore, this morning, Lord, we take this 1 hour. We set it apart. We pause from our normal activities to come in the sanctuary, Lord. The house of prayer. It's nothing, Lord. But we want to stop everything else. We say everything else can wait. We come to see you. We come to encounter you. We come, Lord, with this one request that you would keep us in you, Father. That we would remain in you. That I would remain in you. If you remain in me, and I remain in you, and my words remain in you, you may ask. Father, today we're not going to ask for perishable things, for your word says we ask and we never receive because we ask with selfish ambition. No. Father God, we pray that even as we intercede and pray and make our requests known to you, that our requests, they would match your will. Not our will, but your will, Father. Lord, we ask for an increase of the fear of the Lord in our lives. Father, I ask for an increase of the fear. Lord, I ask for an increase of grace this morning. Lord, I ask that your kingdom would come. Father, I ask that your kingdom would come in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would shine your light. The Holy Spirit is our light. In you we find light. Oh, Jesus, in you I find light. Oh, shine your light, Lord. Let the whole world see. Lord, and as we bow down, as we bend our knees, bow our heads, we ask that you'd shine your light, God. Shine it. When we mention the name of Jesus, the darkness flees. When we mention the name of Jesus, anxiety is dismissed. The name of Yeshua is mighty in battles. John 15 verse 9 says, I have loved you even as my Father has loved me. Remain in my love. Father, this verse also helps us to be reminded of another verse in John chapter 7 where it says, you say, they would know us by the way we love, not by the way we dressed, not by the way we sing, not by the way we, I don't know, whatever else Christians do, but God, we know. Here, this verse in John chapter 15 reminds us that the world, people will know us by the way we love. So, Father, as we soak our mind, we soak our souls in you this morning. We soak our souls in your presence, Father God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I pray for an increase of love, an increase in love, Father. Increasing love, for love is gentle, love is kind, love is not boastful, love is not proud, there's no pride in love, love is not self-seeking, love supports all, love forgives, love trusts, love believes in righteousness. Holy Spirit, we pray for an increase of love. Says, remain in me, remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Hallelujah. Lord, we read your word so we could be filled with your joy. The joy that surpasses all understanding. Joy nothing else on earth can give. Oh, Lord, we bathe, we soak our souls in your word that we would remain, we would be filled with your peace. We would be filled with your peace. Oh, Lord, your presence, there, in your presence there's fullness of joy. In your presence there's fullness of peace. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. It says, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Father, I pray this morning as we soak, as we take this time to just be with you in this house, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would give us a heart willing to obey. A heart to obey, Jesus. Work a miracle in our hearts today. That keeps me from loving you. I wanna be free. I wanna be free from everything that keeps me from loving you. I wanna be free. Loving you, I wanna be free. I surrender. Lord, I surrender. I wanna know you more. I want to know. I surrender. surrender it all. Lord, find me here as you draw me near, desperate for you. Oh, I'm desperate for you. Like a rushing wind, would you breathe within? Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm. Lord, have your way.
We want to know.
We want to know you more. We surrender. We surrender. We want to know you more. We want to know you, Lord. We surrender here in this place. We surrender. We want to know you. We want to see you, Lord. We surrender. We surrender. We want to know. We want to know you. I want to know you more. I want to know. I know there's more. I want to know the power that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus, I want to know. We don't want to talk about like you're not in this truth. We don't want to talk about you. We don't want to talk about you like you're not existing, like you're far away. We don't want to talk about you like you're so distant. Oh, we want to talk about you from a place of intimacy. I want to know you intimately. Oh, Jesus. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to know you personally. Father, your word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says, we're not like Moses. For Moses, when he encountered you, the glory from his face, your glory that was reflected on his face fades. It says, no, we're not like Moses, that the glory fades. You make your dwelling with our hearts, within our hearts. Father, I pray that you'll open the eyes of our understanding, open the eyes of our mind. God, I pray that the things that obscured our view, our sights from seeing you, from knowing you, even sometimes it starts, the blockages in our mind. Oh, reveal yourself to us, Jesus. Reveal, 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 reveal. Reveal, reveal, reveal yourself to me.
like a washing wind, would you breathe within my heart? Holy Spirit, breathe through the raging storm. Oh, I can still you hear calling my name. You call my name. Lord, I need you. I'm desperate.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Yes. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. Church is dead without you, without your fire, without your spirit. Oh, the church is dead without you, without your presence. Church is dry without you. People don't change without you. Spirit of revelation, Holy Ghost. People don't. There's no resolve without you. Holy Spirit, there's no resolve without you. Oh, there's no healing without you. There's no healing without you. There's no healing, there's no peace. I'm a mess without Jesus. He's the center of it all. I'm a mess without His presence. I'm a mess without you. That's why I give you room, I give you space. I'm a mess without you. Your word says in Matthew, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And right now, Lord, as we sing this and pray, we mean it, Lord. We are really in trouble without you. Our country is in trouble without you, Jesus. The church is dry without you. Sermon has no effect without you, Lord. Our gatherings are empty without you, Lord. Even though the place might be full of people, the people won't change without you. Jesus, be the center of it all.
Jesus, be the center of it all. From beginning till the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Thank you. center of my heart. I establish you King of my heart, center of it all. Search for all eternity long, I'll find no one. There's no other God like you. There's no other rock like you. You are the center of it all.
We are are safe in you. Lord, we stand on your promises, on the word that says, when the name of the Lord, the Son of Man, is lifted up, he draws all hearts to himself. Father, right now, we want to take this time to pray for our family members. People in our family, people in our close circles that are struggling to trust you. Our children, you know them by name, Father. You know them. Lord, we intercede for them. We pray that you would give them a fresh revelation. Jesus. Father, we pray that you would give them a revelation of your love. Even right now, God, as we pray for the lost souls, people who are close to us, we know what they're missing, but we can't do it. You can do it. So, Father, right now, we come in agreement with your word. We come in agreement for salvation for their souls, God. We fight. We rebuke the work of the enemy over their lives. We rebuke it, God. We bring captives the mindset that keeps them from knowing you. We know that nothing is impossible to you, Holy Spirit. For your word says in John chapter 16, it says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict. He would convict the heart. Lord, just like you have convicted my heart of my sins in judgment, Lord, we pray that you do that with our close friends. Lord, I pray for, even for this person, Lord, that I have been in charge to pray for. His name is Michael. Lord, I mentioned Michael before you, Jesus. I don't know him, but Lord God, I make it a responsibility to pray for him. Lord, the Bible says you're looking for one person standing in the gap. Lord, we stand in the gap. Father, I pray for people that have been hurt from church because of so many other people misrepresenting your goodness. Only you can heal. Only you can restore. You're the God of restoration. You're the God that redeems. You're the God that made new. You make everything new, Lord. You restore souls. You restore minds. Oh God, you restore life. You're the restorer of life. You're a redeemer, redeemer, redeem, redeem their soul, Lord. Trust you, Father. It is by faith, totally faith in Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come. Your word says to take delight in you, to remain in you, and we may ask anything we want. And right now, God, we want the souls of our children. We want the souls of our friends. We want the souls, God, of people that have been church hurt. God, you're so good. You're such a good God. You never hurt anyone.
James 5. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, You can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back will save that person and save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. So, Lord, we pray for the ones that have been hurt. This will be a special day and an impartation in their hearts where they will find a place. First, they will seek your face, Lord. And when they seek your face, Lord, you will bring someone in their life that they will be restored and they will come back. Because the hardest thing is when your heart is broken in a place where you've trusted. But sometimes I can speak from my own heart. There was a time where the Lord was, I love the body of Christ and I love the church. But there's times where our leaders are so burdened with things that they don't show in their heart. So in that special time, the Lord said to sit down and hear their heart. And the Lord showed something so beautiful, even when everything was so hard to see, the Lord showed their heart. And in that, he said, that's what I want worship and praise. But worship is you give your God everything you have in your heart, but praise is when everything is falling apart, and that's when God wants to do an impartation in your heart, where he wants to take you to the secret place, but not to look at our own, to examine our own hearts, but also to learn how to intercede for others and love them even in the things that they're going through, and not to walk away but to come closer, and not to hide for too long but to stay in the secret place where God can do an impartation in the heart and in the hearts of others. But that's when he teaches you how to war for your leaders, because your leaders, they need to get filled up and they need time with their families. And when they go away, it's they can feel safe in the body of the Christ, where it's like, you know, Pastor, we're gonna intercede for you. We're gonna cry out for you. We're gonna be there for you. They're going to bring a word. You will put the body of Christ with the ones that can bring a word, and then the leaders, they can get filled up and they'll come back refreshed. And the church can also take that time to go away too and be refreshed too. And then the altar is where it's a safe place where you can come to the altar and the Lord can touch you in a very special way. In Jesus' name. And one thing that I do want to pray for, it's a little girl. Her name is Sophie. She's only 3 years old. And the Lord put her on a heart. And she wanted like a bedtime story. And she picked this special book that I had. And the Lord the Lord did such a special impartation in her heart when she heard the word of the Lord, and she just fell asleep in the sweetness. But when I was looking at her, it's like the Father's arms were all around her, and she just slept the whole night. And she doesn't usually like to be around people, but Jesus was in the room, and he just really came in the room like a floodgate, and he touched her in a very special way. And I pray for her and her family that he will continue to do a special impartation in her heart, because her mom mama, she calls her nana mama, but she said, her nana said, I worry about my granddaughter. And I said, the Lord has her in her heart, and he's going to do an impartation. And that was the night that he did the impartation in her heart. And he came in the room, and he touched her in a very special way. So I thank you, God. I thank you that you touched the little ones, Lord. And you make that special impartation where it will stay with them all the days of their life. And we pray that for every single little one, that there will be an impartation in their hearts, and that you will remain in them.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the days of their life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Father, this morning we thank you. We give you glory and honor. Ooh, thank you for your presence. For He always says the wise men choose to build his house on a stone. All on the ground is shaking sand. So Father, this morning we renounce all of the ground, but we choose a solid rock. Hallelujah. We renounce all of the ground. You are our solid rock, Jesus. I renounce all other ground. I know nothing but the cross. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence. We ask that as we depart from this place, that your glory would surround us. We hide ourselves in your presence under the blood of Jesus. We pray that as we go forth from this place, Lord God, even as we put this session online, as people tap into it, Lord, that your presence would do the thing. It's all about you, Lord. We pray for favor, and we declare that the weapons and the plans of the enemy against us, against your church, against our family, will not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we come against it. We hide ourselves. The blood of the Passover lamb is applied to the doorpost of our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you for favor. Because we have favor with you, we have favor with men.